You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is the plague at all a threat in the modern day?
No.
The Wire.
Recently, a study was conducted at the University of Auckland analyzing the use of AI in predicting the prevalence of respiratory disease outbreaks during peak flu seasons in Aotearoa. Forecasting models are essential for hospitals in predicting admissions and subsequently allocating resources and beds. However, during peak flu periods, and most notably the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, hospitals across Aotearoa have been largely underprepared for respiratory disease outbreaks, hence why experts have called for improvements to be made to traditional forecasting models. I spoke to Dr. Stefan Albrecht, a research fellow at the School of Computer Science at the University of Auckland and author of the study, to talk about the study and how AI could be used to help forecast to predict disease outbreaks in hospitals across Aotearoa.
Can you give us a rundown on the study you conducted on AI and respiratory disease forecasting?
The study has been initiated during the COVID pandemic, when forecasting was a big topic, or everyone tried to forecast COVID cases. And the question came up if we can do forecasting also for respiratory disease cases that occur every winter and put extra stress on the healthcare system. And for the respiratory diseases, we had lots of data from the surveillance system implemented in Auckland. That data goes back to 2012. And this data set is a very good starting point for AI algorithms trying to find patterns in this data that allow us to do forecasting for the next 2 or 3 weeks based on what we observe now. And this has never been done for this data, like applying these methods to this data set has not been done before. And we were curious about how it works. And we found out that we can get some accurate forecasts and can potentially use this in the future to support policymakers and hospital management. That's the motivation, and that's like what the study is about.
Currently, how prepared or underprepared are hospitals in New Zealand when it comes to allocating beds during flu seasons?
I think that's a question that might be better answered by the collaborators, the clinical leaders in the hospitals. What I can say is that currently there is no forecast implemented in that way. No AI-based forecast is implemented at the moment. What I heard, especially from the years like 2021, when the pandemic was already kind of at full speed, that there were some very unexpected surges in the hospital admissions, not only caused by COVID, but also other respiratory diseases. And this was very challenging because everyone was very surprised by this. What I can also tell is that another big issue is that sometimes optional procedures, or we call it elective surgeries, are sometimes cancelled at short notice because there is a higher demand for hospital beds because of the respiratory diseases. And this is a problem because this is stressy for the patient, for the families, for the staff that has to rearrange things. And this is something we would like to avoid with forecasts, that when we know that numbers are going up the next week, that we might schedule fewer elective surgeries for that week, for example.
So what are the gaps in traditional forecasting models that these AI models and machine learning algorithms are able to fill?
So some of the traditional models needs more certainty around, for example, seasonality. So some time series or some, you know, incidence rates have a strong seasonality, and there are methods that are very good in using this seasonality to produce accurate forecasts. When you look at these respiratory disease cases here in Auckland, the seasonality is extremely weak. So we have very strong year-to-year differences in those dynamics, like when do those numbers peak and how strong is that peak? Sometimes it's already in July, sometimes it's late August. So all these variations make it extremely challenging. And AI methods can use the historical data to identify statistical patterns from the past, like from the last maybe 4, 5, 6 weeks to get a proper forecast for the next 2 or 3 weeks, let's say. And that's the difference here, that these AI methods are very good in detecting those patterns in a short past window to get a proper forecast for the near future.
Additionally, if these models were available during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic and also implemented in hospitals, what impact would that have had on New Zealand's pandemic response?
I think the COVID pandemic was additionally challenging because there was so little data, right? Like, people just started to collect data for COVID, and many of these AI methods rely on larger data sets, or at least having at least like 2 seasons of data or a proper 1 season data collection, let's say. So it's really difficult to say now what could have been done in the past, especially with COVID, that was kind of a very new situation.
You mentioned earlier that these AI models hadn't been implemented in hospitals yet, but is there a date or point in time in the future where we might be able to see them being implemented?
So from my point of view as the researcher, again, I'm not involved in Ministry of Health or in the hospital management. From my point of view, it's technically possible, definitely. It is another question when it comes to ethic approvals, like data ethic approvals. For now, we have full approval on using this data for running these forecasting tests and everything, but it would need additional approvals to deploy those models in the hospital management, for example. We would definitely need to run some tests before doing that to gain experience with the forecasts and to gain more experience also about how accurate those forecasts are and how that could help in the practical applications. But if such test was successful and decision makers are happy with the outcome of such tests, I think that it's realistic that the AI-driven forecast is used in hospital management at some point.
And could you give us an example of the tests that would be needed to implement these algorithms in hospitals?
So one requirement is to have real-time data, or let's say near real-time data. So you would need the current hospital admission records that are then fed in to the model. So that has to be tested from a technical perspective, if that all works, if those data collections are timely enough, let's say. And then what one could do is to use the model to get a forecast. You use this AI model to produce a forecast, let's say for the next 2 weeks, and then you communicate this to leaders that are involved in that study. That these people shouldn't be people involved in the management, but or in the staffing or, you know, resource utilization. Those should be really people involved in this project, knowing that we are running a trial here and that we are testing this now. And they can then take this 2-week forecast and kind of discuss how they could use it now. And then also getting back to this forecast 2 weeks later to see how accurate it was and if they would have had a benefit from taking this forecast into account for the planning for those 2 weeks. And you can do this during the winter season, step by step. You just go through the winter and you do this like week by week and you gain experience from this. I think this is how I would design such a trial. We are about to learn more about how this works for the data collected from the post-pandemic era. So I'm talking about 2022, 2023, 2024. We are expecting that some things might change, and we are looking into this now. And I think this is extremely important to know about what might change or what doesn't change, because that's also an important kind of knowledge we need to go on with all these considerations about deploying it in hospital and such.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.